नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जया मुदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ते भवति नष्टके। वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 21 विषयामिनी वेशेन नात्ममानं वेद नापरम् ब्रह्मजीविक्या जीवन व्यर्थं भास्त्रेव यास्वसन् विषयामिनी वेशेन नात्मानं वेद नापरम् ब्रह्मजीविक्या जीवन् व्यर्थं भास्त्रेव यास्वसन् विषयामिनीवेशेन नात्मनं वेद नापरम् ब्रह्मजीविक्या जीवन् व्यर्थावस्वेव यः श्वसन् विषया इन सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन अभिनिवेशेना बाय ओवर एब्जॉर्प्शन ना नॉट आत्मनाम हिमसेल्फ वेदा नोज ना नॉर अपरम एन अदर वृक्ष of a tree, jivakaya, by the lifestyle, jivan, living, vyartham, in vain, bharastravya, just like a bellows, ya, who, swasan, is breathing. Translation, by the servant of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because of absorption in sense gratification, one cannot recognize himself or others. Living uselessly in ignorance like a tree and is merely breathing just like a bellows. Purport. Just as trees, having no means of defending themselves, are always being cut down. Similarly, the conditioned souls are constantly being cut down by the cruel law of nature, which imposes innumerable miseries culminating in sudden death. Although foolish people think that they are helping themselves and others, they actually do not know their own identity, nor the identity of their so-called friends and relatives. Absorbed in gratifying the senses of the external body, they spend their life uselessly, without a spiritual profit. This useless lifestyle can be transformed into perfect life simply by chanting the holy name of God in Krishna consciousness, as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nimitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyaksha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesh Sunyavadi Paschate Desitarane Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. I want to thank the temple authority for giving me this opportunity to speak on such an exalted subject on sense gratification, and to a person who is struggling to control his senses, it is a task. But for my own purification, I would like to speak few words. In a temple, generally, some innocent people visit, some inquisitive visits, some pious people visit, some resident, those who are sadhak and practicing Krishna consciousness, for them it is their sadhana to hear me. And those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, when they sit and hear, it is their patience test. It is difficult to speak in front of His Grace Radhishyam Prabhu sitting in front, but whatever I heard from him or devotees like him, I would like to speak something. On what we have heard, some people were asked, what is ISKCON? ISKCON is made of two things. Shravan and Kirtan. This is the gift of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada to all of us. He gave this gift by sacrificing His favorite place on this very day. On 16th August, He departed 70 years ago, when He was 70 years old. Sacrificing a place at this age, anyone who is practicing Krishna consciousness would like to spend all his life in Vrindavan Dham. But for the sake of Baddha Jeev, to give Krishna consciousness to the fallen soul, he chose to leave that favorite place. And what is that great sacrifice? Generally, people like to associate with the like-minded people for their own protection. But Prabhupada's protection was the instruction of his Guru Maharaj. Go and preach to the Western world in English language. That was the only protection, and that was good enough for him. Otherwise, we all seek, I need protection every day. And this was the mood of Srila Prabhupada. This is what his sacrifice for all of us. This day he left for US. So, he left Vrindavan Dham. He left to give us Krishna consciousness. And we cannot really imagine what kind of a sacrifice it. Why? Because we are not 70 year old. We can only talk how it must have been. I can imagine. No, we cannot imagine. What is your health? Merely a thought to a person like myself, I was trying to imagine that somebody tells me with the advanced cargo system today we have on ship, suppose you get a room in a cargo ship. Now merely a thought of that, you know, how the ship goes up and down with the waves, what kind of a gulgul I'll have in my stomach, what kind of a seasickness I will experience. Merely the thought give me a sensation of vomiting. I'm serious. When I was thinking about how Prabhupada, merely a thought. So this is what Prabhupada has done for all of us. So Shravan and Kirtan is his gift to the mankind. We have been hearing Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. My place of work was Mira Road. So I was visiting Sri Sri Radha Gidari temple. And I ended up hearing the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. Then I went for work. Then somehow it so happened that I ended up going to Ras Bihari temple for some work. And it happens to be a festival day. And there, two devotees were discussing the question answer session on pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. And in the evening, since it was a festival day, there was a program here. Though the Leela was not related to Dhruva, but in the discussion came up a point that Dhruva Maharaj considered all these things in this material world to be broken piece of glasses. I'm visiting Aurangabad center regularly there. Radha Gopinath Prabhu came with us one day. So he spoke about Dhruva Maharaj. The place where it is, the center is situated is also named Madhuban. And just about this month, when I was hearing His Grace Braj Bihari Prabhu, he ended up talking about so much, a long story about Dhruva Maharaj, and he concluded the essence and the prayer, the austerity he went through, and he achieved, and after achieving that he considered all this useless, and then he said, what is he asking the Lord? I am asking only one thing, my Lord. Because the Lord insisted, I am asking, give me the ruchi in Krishna Katha. And just day before yesterday, on Saturday, at Gopal's Garden, His Grace Avatar Leela Prabhu was talking about Dhruva Maharaj. I was relishing all these years. I've just mentioned these because it clicked to me. But I've been hearing this pastime. And when we hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, heard this pastime for 100 times. So, a proud member. Oh, I am relishing. I am advancing in Krishna consciousness. I am relishing these pastimes. It's a very dangerous stage actually. But I remembered one. Gaurang Prabhu mentioned something about in this connection. There was a rich man. He was very miser. He was very wealthy. But he never gave anything to anyone. He was busy accumulating. So one day with three friends were traveling in a boat. So they were talking, the miser and rich man was busy. Removed his purse, list of his wealth, where I have a bungalow, where I have investment, where I have FDs, where my companies are doing well, where my companies are not doing well, and he's busy, engrossed. And all of a sudden, somehow or the other, a 5 rupees coin fell from his wallet into the river. And this guy, not realizing I do not know swimming, so he jumped into the river. And somehow, he was struggling to survive. So the other friend told him, give me your hand. So this person is not responding. The other friend sitting in the boat, he said, you please speak to him in his language. And he spoke his language. And sure enough, he responded. And he responded and he grabbed his hand. And you know what was the language? Take my hand. The moment he said, take my hand, because he knew only one language, taking. He never gave anything to anyone in his life. So, what is the connection? What I'm trying to say, when we think we are advancing, actually, somebody, some devotee, some shastra, some purport is speaking our language. And because somebody is speaking our language, we are like a miser. In spite of being miser, we are able to take. So this is only our credit. That somebody is speaking our language. Somebody is giving us Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we are able to get some glimpse of Ruchi in Krishna Katha. So, on this purport, because of absorption in sense gratification, one cannot recognize himself or others. Human life is meant for Athato Brahma Jigyasa. I was listening to day before yesterday Prabhupada's lecture, and he was mentioning that we are all trapped. This is 50 years old lecture. We are all trapped in sense gratification. And because we want to enjoy, and the highest enjoyment in this material world is attraction towards the male and the female, the sex life. And even if somebody with an old age, they want to increase this, to satisfy this sex desire by consuming medicines, by providing stimulator or by supplements or intoxication, so that they can enjoy more. This is gross sense gratification. And Hiranyakashipu also wanted to enjoy. Therefore, he asked for boons. Why he wanted all this? So that he can enjoy. He can have power, he can have prestige, he can have money, everybody on his command. All because he wanted to enjoy. And whom is he asking this boon from? Brahma. Brahma who fell for his own daughter. Sometimes we are accused in ISKCON that why you are so fanatic about when you say that one should not be in a solitary place with his own daughter, sister or mother. Sometimes we are accused. We are too fanatic about it. Means we are trying to prove that we are better than Brahma. The spirit behind this has to be understood. How careful one should be while dealing with opposite sex. In Bhagavad Gita also we hear, we read, Bhogeshwarya prasakta nam taya parhata chetsam vyavasayatmi ka buddhi samadhuna vidhiyate. In the mind of those who are too attached to sense gratification and material opulence and get bewildered by these things, the resolute determination to the devotional service of the Lord does not take place. Samadhuna vidhiyate. So, what is samadhi? Samadhi means fixing the mind. And the definition, when a mind is fixed for understanding the self, is said to be in samadhi. Prabhupada writes in the purport. And when the mind cannot be fixed, when it is occupied with sense gratification. So therefore, it is his only. I was listening to another. Just recently, Maharaj gave a class on currency of relationship. And he was mentioning about just few days, 3-4 days ago. Currency relationship. Unless we recognize how great the Lord is, we cannot be humble. How great the devotees are, how great Prabhupada's sacrifice is, we cannot be humble. And what is this? How do we express our humility? By being grateful. And what is gratefulness? Gratefulness is service. If I am grateful to Srila Prabhupada, then within my capacity, whatever I can do to express my gratefulness, to do whatever I can do in his service. So, at other place, how we can get rid of these attraction to the sense gratification in Bhagavad Gita? Durena. This sloka is very important. Durena vyavaram karma buddhi yogad dhananjaya. Durena, if we remember this. Durena means a long distance. O dhananjaya, keep the abominable. Avaram. Avaram means abominable. Keep the all abominable activities, how? Far distance by devotional service. And when the translation goes like this, devotional service, and in that consciousness, surrender unto Lord, those who want to enjoy the fruits of their work are miser. Miser do not know how to utilize the riches and the assets one has acquired, either because of hard work, generally because of the good fortune. So whatever we have got is the blessings one should consider. Whether it is our knowledge, whether our riches or our power or whatever we can do in the service of Lord. These are all has to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, so how we can keep them dur? Durena. How we can do? Bhagavad Gita again says, Vishyavini Vartante. By experiencing higher taste. And unless we experience the higher taste, this is impossible. Prabhupada gave a long purport. In this very chapter, another sloka speaks about how can a self can be cleansed. Self can be cleansed by snana, dana, tapo, avastha. I have heard many times snan, bathing, dan, charity, tapo, austerity. But probably it missed my attention when this was spoken, avastha. Actually, it's very important to understand and think on this. Why we, just now, about a couple of days, about a couple of weeks ago, in the senior devotees assembly, a question was raised. Why, in spite of spending so much time in Krishna consciousness, devotees are still attached to movies and cricket? So, the discussion went on. But, what was the conclusive of the discussion was that the essence of Krishna consciousness, the teaching of Krishna consciousness, is available to all of us. And we are given the freedom to accept according to our understanding. What is expected? That we should be durena. But still, somehow, we come close. So when we talk about avastha, sometimes we get impatience. So-and-so is able to do. He also came 20 years ago. So-and-so is not able to do. And we get disturbed about this. So, what is required at this time? Avastha. Wait. What is that wait? By experience, by regular association, by sadhana, by passing of age, by deteriorating demand of senses, by experiencing more frustration, someday some will take Krishna consciousness very seriously. I often repeat this, especially when today His Grace Radhasyam Prabhu is sitting, so I'll repeat that again. When he asked the question to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, sometimes we are giving so much, devotees are asking this question, that we give ourselves, we give our time, we give them prasad, we give them philosophy, and devotees are not taking Krishna consciousness very seriously. Maharaj told him very gravely, he said, you should continue whatever you are doing. One person will take Krishna consciousness very seriously, and that is you. My God, that was, every time you think of this, that give you hope, that expecting something from somebody else, why somebody is not yet got rid of cricket? You should be worried about yourself, but help that person, engage that person in such a way that Vishyavini Vartanse, he develops an higher taste and give up on his own. So, I'll speak something about how the Lord is so kripalu, so merciful and so sensitive. And the pastime of Vivishan, something from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and if time permits, something else. So, Vivishan is kicked by Ravan, because we know the whole history behind. And when he is coming to the camp of Ram, then the devotees are discussing, and we all know what discussion went. The question came to the king, Vanar Raj Sugriv. What do you think what you should do? So Vanar Raj is speaking. भेद हमार लेन सठ आवा राखिन बंधी मोह असी भावा. This person has come here as a spy, and my opinion is that we should capture him. And when your authority speaks like this, the others do not take a different view generally. Right? But see the mood of the Lord. The Lord says, even if once someone says, I am yours, the Lord accepts. What to speak of Vibhishan, even if it was Ravan. So what he says, he is addressing now, because Vibhishan surrendered to Ram, and Ram is saying, Kahu Lanke, he's not asking anything else. He's asking straight away.
Kahu Lankesh Sahit Parivara Kushal Kutahar Bas Tumhara.
He's not asking anything. He's asking, oh Lankesh. Lankesh means he has accepted Vibhishan as the king of Lanka. Right? And how's your family? Lord is asking about his family. Why? Because Vibhishan is in distress. He has been kicked by his brother, own brother. And because you are staying with Kutahar, you are staying with these type of people, how are your family? And he further says,
Khala mandali basahudin rati sakha dharam nibahau kehi bhati.
You are perpetually living with the Khalamandali, the Nisacharas. Please tell me, how are you able to maintain your dharma?
The Lord is, now two devotees are talking, that two monkeys are talking. The Lord has already called him Lankesh. Now, what if Ravan also surrender?
The devotee say, no.
Ram is very angry now. Why? Because he has kicked his devotees. He has blasphemed his devotees. Ram will never forget Ravan now. But our Lord is very merciful.
He can be only merciful if Vibhishan forgives them.
But the Lord's devotees are more merciful. So Vibhishan will also forgive him.
And then will Lord will have to forgive him.
Then what? Then who is Lankesh?
Lankesh will remain Vibhishan only.
But I'll give Ayodhya to Ravan. He'll rule them.
Then what about Bharat?
I'll go Lok.
So the Lord is so very kind and merciful.
In this connection, another pastime, expressing the mood of the Lord and his devotees and different set of devotees, I am trying to discuss from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
We all know Sivanand Sen.
How engrossed he was in his service for months together. And one day at a toll naka, he was stuck and he could not, you know, make the arrangement of prasadam and stay of Nityanand Prabhu. Nityanand Prabhu, as an advance party, they all went, and Sivanand Sen was stuck at the toll naka for completing the formalities. And Nityanand Prabhu, this fellow wants me to die. He has not even provided me food and shelter. And he was very angry. And when Sivanand came here, and he kicked him. So what was his... How Sivanand Sen responded to that?
Aji more bhatyakari angikara kela yemana aparada bhatyera yoga phal adila.
Today, my Lord, you have accepted me as your bhatya servant. And therefore, you have given me the appropriate punishment. Thank you, my Lord. While seeing this, the other devotee is seeing it differently.
Chaitanya Parisada Mora Matulera Khyati.
Matulera Khyati means Meri Ma Se Sambandit. Kon hai? Chaitanya's Parisad. He is internal associate.
Who? My Mama.
My Mama is a close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Lord Nityananda Prabhu asserts his superiority. So he leaves the party. This is the second devotee. And the third devotee, when in that state of mind, when he is reaching there, he is wearing his shirt and coat. And as per the Shastra, the Vedic Tantra, if somebody is wearing a shirt and a coat, and offering dandavat to the deities, he is supposed to take 7 births as a leper. With upper garment. So, the third devotee, Govind Prabhu, Govind, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, you cannot go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offer a vicinity with the garment on. Now, how the Lord's respond to this situation.
Prabhu kahe Srikanta asi ase mana mano pana mano dukha kichu na boliya karo yate icha sukha.
What is the Lord saying? As Govinda was warning Srikanta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't bother him. Let Srikant do whatever he likes. Why? For he has come here in a distressed state of mind. This is how our Lord is so sensitive. And he indulged him in other talks. Tell me who has come in the yatras. And Srikant with all great joy. So and so is there in that, so and so is there. And that's how. Another pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had visited the South India Yatra and his close servant Kala Krishna Das got entangled with Bhattari, and when he comes back to Puri, then in the assembly of a devotee, when Bhattacharya Savaloke Vidaya Karila Tabe Prabhu Kala Krishna Dasa Bolela, Bhattacharya tells, now everybody please go. And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls, who is this fellow? Bhattachari kache gela amara chadiya, Bhattahari hete inhare alingan udhirila. He left my company to associate with the Bhattachari, and I rescued him from their company and brought him here. And now I have got him here and I am asking him to leave. Now, if the Lord only rejects somebody, kehave gati? What is left for a devotee? Ite suni Krishna das kandi lid lagila. What is left? Rone ke alawa aur kya bacha hai? Abhi rona hi hai bas. But at this time, devotees of the Lord are more merciful than the Lord himself. How the Lord is so kripalu. In this world, generally, people don't want to put their, jisko bolte hain Hindi mein, phate pajame mein koi pair nahi dalna chahta, koi panga nahi lana chahta. When your Lord rejects, other people also take back to you, arre bhai, if I intervene and give my different opinion, I may displease my boss. This happens in material world. But the devotees of the Lord know the mood of the Lord. What will please the Lord most? So Nityananda Jagdananda Mukunda Damodar Chari Jane Yukti Tave Karila Antar. They are devising program. They are thinking. They are within their mind. How we can engage? How we can engage the devotee in the service of the Lord? How can we give shelter? And how we can give Krishna consciousness? And how the person can advance more? This is the mood of the Lord's devotee. So they say, Tumare dakshine gaman suni sachi aayi advaita adi bhakta sab ache dukh pai. Ever since you have gone to dakshina gaman, dakshini yatra, and they have not heard anything about from you, and therefore they are in distress. So should we not send somebody to this place? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, do whatever you like. So understanding the mood of the Lord and his devotee in the service of Srila Prabhupada is a very, very important principle for devotee to understand. Otherwise, sometime we mix administration, examples, setting example, exemplary, and we probably give a backseat to the core principle of how we can bring a devotee closer to the Lord and his service. So, when we read these pastimes in Ramayana or Chaitanya Charitamrita, we wonder how we can experience. Actually, if we keep our eyes and ear open, we can experience these very same thing happening amongst all of us. Only thing, we have to get into that mood, that consciousness that devotees are all doing these sevas in that mood, what is they have read and heard in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yesterday we were hearing His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu was speaking that 6,000 devotees from temple Radha Gopinath congregation and 7,000 plus 8,000 devotees from local Brajavasi would be participating in Prabhupada's celebration. So the question was, how will we manage? And Maharaj answers this, more devotees, more service. And out of humility he was saying, I do not know how will we manage. But the very second thought in the minds of devotee, being an in charge of yatra, along with the entire team of yatra, they are all thinking, what we can do? How we can make this a memorable experience? What can we done so everything is perfectly organized? I would like to, there are many such things happening if we only have to keep our eyes open. When a devotee comes for a Bhagavad Gita class, how he can come again? How we can give them that experience? This is the mood of... Because in this material world, everybody is suffering. Everybody. A very nice example was given by His Grace Shubhilas Prabhu. Just the last Tuesday. And I liked that. And I thought, for my purification, I'll... He was giving an example. Devotees of the Lord, those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they are seeking shelter from a sadhu. And they go to the sadhu and say, I have job problem, I have interpersonal problem, I have problem with partners, I have problem with spouse, I have children with my daughter or my son or my neighbor and my health. So many things, I want to talk to you, Gurudev. I'm paraphrasing, he did not speak all this, but the essence I will come to. I want to talk. So he says, all right, you meet me tomorrow. But I would request you to please do one job tonight. What is the job? You please take care of these 100 camels and make them sleep. And tomorrow we will solve your problem. So this person, all right, Gurudev, as long as you sort out my problem and I will be... So now, this is a very simple example, but it is very relevant. Now this whole night, this person is trying to make the camel sleep or sit down. But he was a failure. Next morning, he meets the guru. And if the guru asks him, you tell me what is your experience. The person gives his experience. Now, consider these camels as the problems of life. One problem, whether you try or not, will always remain. There are camels. No matter how much you try, they will not sit. You hit them, you lure them, you give them temptation, anything, the camel will not sit. Not all problem has solution. Another category. You are trying to make somebody sit. That person is not sitting. That camel is not sitting. That problem is not getting sorted out. Some problem, some camel on their own sat down. You have not tried, but the camel sat down. So in this material world, the problems will come. We are thinking we will sort out the problem. We heard, we read from the pages of Bhagavatam. You bring a solution, the another problem is waiting. Girlfriend chhod ke chali gayi. Problem. Boyfriend chhod ke chala gaya. Wo kya bolta hai? Maine uski yaad mein आंसुओं की लड़ी लगा दी। एक दुखी आशिक बोलता है, मैंने उसकी याद में आंसुओं की लड़ी लगा दी और उस कमबख्त ने छाता खोल दिया। सो एनीथिंग इज मटीरियल वर्ल्ड, नथिंग इज इन अवर कंट्रोल, नॉट दैट वी शुड नॉट ट्राई टू सॉल्व, बट डोंट बी अटैच्ड टू दैट सॉल्यूशन दैट वी विल गेट द सॉल्यूशन। सो हियर आई वुड लाइक टू टेक 5 मिनट लास्ट to mention how we experience around us, and I would like to beg forgiveness if I am extending my limit in presenting this. I was in Wada for 3 days during the time of initiations going on. We were all very much aware that on a particular day about 165 devotees, senior citizens, were called, were to be initiated on Monday. And we all know that this was the first time such a big initiation ceremony was taking place at Wada, which is not the experience of any of us, all of us. Almost 200 devotees every day were to be initiated. Everything was lined up. Guru Maharaj has his mood that I want to interact with my devotees personally, talk to them. In that mood, he shared with the devotees that instead of 200 devotees, I want to initiate 20 devotees per day. Now, the news is already known that those who are waiting for 5 years, now about to get initiation in just 7-8 days time. So, the devotees assembled. The mood of the devotee is what? That somehow or the other, how we can help these devotees take shelter of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, so that they get initiation. But how we can impose, because we do not know what is like giving initiation, because we have not given initiation. We do not know what Maharaj feels about it. So this kind of a spiritual predicament is going on. Devotees were waiting, but all of a sudden that hope of getting initiation was got a flame that now we are going to get. And all of a sudden they come to know. So what? Devotees are thinking, alright, what we will do? All Bombay devotees, because I am talking about the initiation committee, internal, especially I am talking about, I am not trying to say that those who were backseat working, I do not know their names, so I am not. But certainly, Gauranga Prabhu, Hare Krishna Prabhu and Vasudev Prabhu, I saw them how they were functioning. So, they said, all right, we will tell Maharaj, all Bombay devotees can wait because they get your association. And all Maharashtra devotees can be first in the list, and this is how, we will see how we increase the number. Somehow or the other, we know all what was finally decided, but what I am coming to the point, that the desire of these three devotees, what I have witnessed in these 3 days, is something what we read in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. What we read earlier? Nityananda Jagdananda Mukunda Modara. And if I paraphrase this, Gauranga Hare Krishna Vasudeva Ati Bhakti Gana Sabhi Jane Yukti Tave Karila Antara. They made the difference according to my open eyes. Every single day for the next 10 days, there were many questions, many queries, many issues related to initiation. But how very enthusiastically they were all functioning, that how these devotees can get shelter and can get this advantage of this opportunity. This is what I saw in this whole pastime. So if we keep our eyes, in each and every activities of devotees who are working around. And if we see this, then we will see the story of Ramayana, Chaitanya Charitamrita is, you know, happening in front of us and will give us that encouragement. So coming back to sense gratification. Sense gratification, how much sense gratification we can have in this tiny, insignificant life is Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Everything emanates from Him. He is the source of all incarnation. And if we don't get into much detail, but if we only analyze what is the lifespan of Brahma, and if in terms of time, if we just hear what Bhagavatam speaks, or the Veda speak, I'm only giving just a time frame to understand how insignificant we are and how much enjoyment we can do. 2 Parmanu is equal to 1 Anu. 3 Anu is equal to 1 Trichanu. 1 Trichanu is equal to 1 Sudhi. 100 Sudhi is equal to 1 Veda. And 3 Veda is to 1 Love. We are familiar with this, Lava Matra. And now, 3 Love is equal to 1 Nimesh. And 3 Nimesh is equal to 1 Chana. And 5 Chana is equal to 1 Kastha. And 15 Kastha is equal to 1 Laghu. And 15 Laghu is 1 Nadika. And 2 Nadika is 1 Mahurat. We are familiar with these, Nadika and Mahurat. And 6-7 Mahurat is 1 Prahar. And 4 Prahar is 1 daytime. And another 4 Prahar is night time. 15 day and night is 1 Paksh. We are aware of this word also. And 2 Paksh is 1 Magh, means month. And 6 month is 1 Ayan. And 2 Ayan is 1 Vars. And 1 Vars is 1 day of demigod. And 360 Vars of human is 1 Vars of demigod. And let's try to understand how the digits are pronounced. We may not be aware, but I had heard this in my school days, how the digit goes. Ikai ek, dahai do, sekada 3, hajar 4, and goes like this. Ikai, dahai, sekada, hajar, das hajar, lakh, das lakh, crore, das crore, arab, das arab, kharab, das kharab, neel, das neel, padam, das padam, sank, das sank, antya, das antya, madhya, das madhya, parad, das parad, ghoon, das ghoon, akshyoni and dakshakshyoni. Just for simplifying, if you put in front of one number 28 digit, then it makes das akshyoni. And what is the kalpa? Brahma, one day, gives thousands yuga, chatur yugas. And each yuga is Kali Yuga 4,32,000, Dwapar 862, Treta 1296, and Satyuga 1728, makes a total of 43,20,000 year, and such multiply by 1,000, that in digital world it's called 4 Arab 32 crore, and same night, then Dex makes a total of 8 Arab 64. And Brahmaji lives 3 Neel, if you multiply that by 100. 3 Neel, 15 Kharab, 36 Arab, 24 crore, and that is the breathing time of Lord Vishnu. Lord Krishna. Now, try and understand what is our lifespan. We can have some glimpse of this in the kitchen. There are 4 times some activities are done in the kitchen. For an ant or an amoeba or for some insect, it is chaturvya. When you cleanse the platform, they have lived their life. That ant is carrying that big stone of sugar on her head. Carrying. And to keep it someplace to enjoy. And all of a sudden, there is cleaning on the platform. For the ant, it is flood, annihilation. And in that short time, we are thinking of this sense gratification. How much of a sense gratification we could do. And we have learned and experienced that whatever is within the gap of these appears to be gratification is actually not. It brings more dissatisfaction, more frustration. So if we take shelter of the teaching of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we will certainly be saved, if not saved, at least reduced our sense of gratification. Altogether it may not be possible in one go, but gradually by associating, regularly listening, regularly engaging, the best thing is to keep always engaged in the service of the Lord and His devotee is the sure shot of saving oneself from sense of gratification. I thank you all for giving me this opportunity to speak about a subject which is I'm struggling to practice, but with your help and support I will reduce in these gratification and be an instrument in service of Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you very much.